Good morning, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it through yet again another week, and today is Friday and the beginning of the weekend. Praise the Lord. I love weekends. So today and this morning, I had a couple different things that I actually wanted to talk about, but plans change, and very, very rarely, does anything ever go according to plan. I don't know about y'all, but at least that statement is true in my life. So this morning, I've been up since about a little bit after 4 o'clock this morning, and I was reading some of my Bible. Just reading in Psalms is where God led me, and I watched a video this morning afterwards, and then my sister actually tagged me something on Facebook, which I normally do not get on that at all. However, there was, and my ministry is on there too. We have a women's group, a men's group, a group for teenagers, young women, just all kinds of stuff. If you go on Facebook, you can look up Abiding in God's Grace Ministries, and you'll see our Facebook page and the bazillion groups that we offer. Anyway, there was a fellow sister in Christ who was just so upset, and God bless her, she was pouring her heart out, but this woman was severely distraught, with no joy. I mean, no joy. And you would have thought that she caught her husband cheating or something serious. And I'm always there for people. I always try to be there. If anybody needs somebody to pray for them, I will pray for you. I will pray with you. I will pray over you. You need somebody to listen, I'm there. I counsel, I give advice. So I'm always the one. I've been my whole life where everybody has always came to me. Even as a child, I was always the little therapist, as my mother would call it. Anyway, so I go to read what she wrote so I could respond to her and help her. And she was just completely devastated because she loves Christmas. She comes from a divorced family where Christmas was never a big deal. And when she became an adult, she finally got to celebrate Christmas how she thought it should be celebrated and how she always wanted to. And her husband comes from a good Christian family where his parents are still together, and he had great memories with Christmas. But as adults, he does not like Christmas. The husband does not like it. He doesn't want anything to do with it. And as she said, in her words, he becomes a quote unquote Grinch at Christmas time. She, however, is a Christmas fanatic. She loves everything about it. And she has been harping him and trying for quite some time to get him to feel the same way about Christmas as she does. She tried and tried to no avail. Finally, they came to a compromise, which that's what marriage is all about, is compromising. That's what all relationships are actually about. You, as long as you're compromising righteously, and Christ-like, and in godliness. You don't ever want to compromise into something that is abominable or ungodliness or unrighteousness or wicked or unChrist-like. Big difference there. However, they decided that every year, they on December 1st, the 1st of December, that they would go to the store and they would get a family ornament. Now that's cute. We actually did that when we used to celebrate. Sorry, y'all, I had to take a drink. So back when we celebrated, my husband and I got an ornament made. We were actually in the mall. We took our children to go see Santa, and we were waiting that atrocious line. And of course me, I'm sitting there thinking of every store that I have to go to get everything for everybody. And we saw this cute, cute little place in the mall. Now, it wasn't in a store. It was like they had their own cart and set up like in the middle of where you walk at within the mall. And there were just these beautiful ornaments. So we were just going to get a couple ornaments. And then I saw that you could actually have one made. And I am such a sucker for cute little things, for organizing things, for shiny things, for anything like that. I am probably, no, I'm not gonna lie, not probably. I literally am the most whimsical and romantic person I have ever met in my entire life. I love love. And I know that sounds so cliche and corny and a tad bit silly saying it out loud, but it's how I feel. I really am a hopeless romantic. I love love and I love cute things. And it's always the little things for me. Always. So anyway, I fell absolutely head over heels with this adorable little ornament. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, there's four, and there were four of us at the time. So we can get this made and get our names on it and get the year. And of course, my husband made my wish come true and we got it. And when we went home and put that on the tree, I cried tears of joy, because that was a start of our family tradition. I am a very, very traditional woman. There are many things that my traditionalism has gone out the window, especially back in the day. Don't get it wrong. But for the most part, I am very traditional. Traditions are very important. They always have been to me, but especially since my abuela and my parents passed. They become so dear to me. With all my family gone, I keep those traditions because they mean something to me. And it's also to pass down to my children, and it also honors my family and keeps their memories alive. I don't ever want my children to forget them because they were amazing people. And they deserve to be remembered. Now it's a bit too early to get emotional. So anyway, that was a tradition that we kept up until we learned the truth about Christmas. And I'm sorry, but Christmas is very commercialized and overrated, and it's pagan. So once God awoken me and my husband to our blindness and to these pagan and satanic ideologies that is wrapped up in Christmas, we stopped celebrating it. We told our children the truth that there is no Santa Claus, and we apologized to them for lying to them and deceiving them and asked for their forgiveness. We never saw it as lying and deceiving our kids. That's just what we grew up in. Everybody, you know, parents played Santa. That's just what you do. We never thought about it. And it really gets you thinking about how much of the things that we do and say, the way we think and the way we do things are so wrapped up in, because everybody does that, because it's always been that way, that nobody ever stops to really wonder why, to really start asking questions and to really study and research why. And there's no testing of the spirits as God commands us to do. So anyway, she was going on about how, you know, he just doesn't want no parts of it, and he's a Grinch, and she really wants to change that. And they went to get the ornament, and it just was a big mess, apparently. So actually, I am going to read it. I am not mentioning any names whatsoever. We don't do that. We respect privacy. Oh no. Well, there goes my candle. I am big on respecting people's privacy. So she says, I could really do with some honest feedback. My husband is a bit of a Grinch at Christmas, gets grumpy, doesn't enjoy presents, and is just generally moody. He knew when he married me that Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I absolutely love everything about it. He comes from a lovely traditional family with lots of happy Christmas memories. I am an only child of divorced parents and never had a big Christmas or any traditions. Part of the joy of Christmas now is getting to create Christmas traditions and memories. Well, since my husband is being all Grinch-like, we compromised and said no presents for each other. But instead, on the 1st December, we would go and pick out a tree ornament together, the start of a lovely family tradition. I was so looking forward to it. When we were at the store, he loudly questioned everything, talked about how overhyped Christmas is, and after we picked our decoration, I was very happy, and I asked him if he was happy too, and he responded no. I just feel so disappointed and upset. I cried the whole way home. I make such an effort to encourage him, enthusiastically talk and listen to the things he loves, and I feel like he's so quick to ruin the mood or bring down my happiness. He doesn't even try or consider how I feel. We have talked at length about what Christmas means to me, so he can't say he doesn't understand. I just feel so sad. Is this going to be my life where I can't even get to enjoy Christmas now? Now, with that being said, my heart just melted for her. I know what it's like to come from a broken home. And I'm sorry, but I don't sugarcoat things. People change the name of things, but it's still true. If you're sleeping around with multiple people, you're an adulterer. You're also a whore. And that's not to condemn anybody. That's not to put anybody down. That's just the truth. That's what God says in his word. If I take something, that would make me a thief. If I tell somebody a fib, that's a lie, which makes you a liar. So when you come from a divorced home, it is a broken home. Now, my situation was a little bit different. My parents were never married. Now, both of my parents have been married multiple times. My mother was married before she met my father, and so was my father. However, they did not marry one another. So my whole life, I grew up with a split home. I lived with my mom and my stepdad and my sibling in another state, in Pennsylvania. And then my father and my abuela lived in Maryland. So I spent half in the country, half in the concrete jungle, the best of both worlds. But it still caused a lot of problems for me when I was younger, especially when I saw people at home with their happy families and mine was split. So I do feel for her with that. And I completely understand. And I can feel also and be very sympathetic to her and understanding with the fact that she never had tradition in celebrating and making memories. So that is something so big for her. However, instead of, and this is both my personal and my professional opinion, she never dealt with her feelings and emotions and her trauma. She never took the time to heal. Instead, she slapped on a Band-Aid called Christmas and thinks that that's going to make up for everything. At first, when we slap on these Band-Aids, they seem to fix everything and make everything better temporarily, never permanently. So when that Band-Aid starts unraveling and coming off, it sends us into an even more chaotic spiral. It makes us even more over emotional, where we react and we forget that not every single situation needs a reaction. So I do understand that. And of course, I did think about this. I thought about, you know, writing it in a way that is loving. And I took this to God. I seriously sat on this a bit longer than what I probably should have. But I'm not just going to give somebody, you know, it's hard advice. Yes, you're kind of putting your perspective and your opinion into it. However, you have to take your feelings out of it. You have to come in humbleness and lovingness and compassion and empathy. And you have to, or at least you should, hold it to God's standard. So I took this to God. I prayed. I asked God to please give me the words, to bless me with the words to say to this woman, basically to use me as a vessel for him to speak to her. Because I come from where Christmas is not a good thing to me. I used to love Christmas. I used to be wrapped up in it. I got lost in the whimsical ideologies of it as well. However, God removed those scales and blinders from me and my husband's eyes. He woke us up, and I thank God. I truly and wholeheartedly thank God that he woke us up. Because when we learned all about it, we were damning ourselves and also damning our children, which in turn would affect all future generations of us. It would affect our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and however many generations of our family will come into existence until the good Lord comes back. So I didn't want to come off as pushy or unsympathetic or any of that. I just wanted to help. And I wanted to seriously help before it got out of hand, because I don't want to see anybody hurt or upset. So I wanted to help her. And I also wanted to help for her, for her husband, for her marriage. I've seen so many times that a marriage can only take so much pressure and strain and division. And unfortunately, if you're not taking it all to God, it's going to unravel. And I knew that firsthand. Now, my husband is my first and only marriage. I do not believe in remarrying. I do not believe in divorce. He knows that. If he gets mad or something, go into another room and get over yourself, because you're stuck with me for life, like it or not. What God joined together, let no man tear apart. And I'm very firm on that, which is why, you know, I struggled with commitment issues. And I don't mean like, oh, I couldn't be serious in a relationship. I had a relationship before my husband for 15 and a half years. So that part of commitment wasn't the problem. It was marriage in general, because I don't believe in divorce or remarrying or any of that. So that was a huge, huge deal for me. So I wanted to help her before things got out of hand. And so I'm going to read to y'all what I sent back to her. And y'all can tell me what you think. You can comment or message on any of our platforms, whether it's here on the podcast or if you go over to the other social medias like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube, any of that. And hopefully, if anybody else is going through this, which looking at all the comments and everything else, there's a lot of people who are in a similar boat. So if I can help, hopefully this does. Hopefully it does help some of y'all. If not, it's just a good listen. But this is what I said to her. So grab a cup of coffee and let's dive in. All right, y'all. So I put, sister, I'm so sorry that you're upset, discouraged, and feel a bit defeated. I'm sorry that your joy felt robbed and that you were let down and disappointed. My heart really does go out to you, and you're in my thoughts and prayers. I will say, though, from the outside looking in, and being completely and humbly honest, transparent, and unbiased, as well as the minister slash pastor in me, that your husband does not have to like nor enjoy Christmas if he doesn't want to. That is his right. And you should never try to force him. You have to respect his rights and boundaries, just like he has to respect yours. However, he should and could have respected you and your feelings and be nicer and more loving about it. I will say, and I don't mean to offend, but Christmas is unfortunately overrated, overpriced, and commercialized. And like your husband stated, it is overhyped. It has sadly become more about materialistic things, Santa Claus, gluttony, gorging, high expectations, commercialized, a holiday and the Christmas spirit, than of or about Christ, our Lord and Savior. It brings many people happiness and joy like yourself, while at the same time, it brings many others overwhelmness, stressfulness, difficulty, challenging and chaoticness, etc. Some people get completely lost in the whimsical aspect and ideology of Christmas, while others just don't. Truth is, it's Christianity slapped on and masked over paganism. So more and more people are waking up to the truthfulness about it and pulling away from the paganism and returning back to the Lord God Almighty. To each their own. Now, I used to absolutely love Christmas and everything about it. It was my ultimate favorite holiday and time as well. So I completely and wholeheartedly understand and get it. I had absolutely wonderful and amazing experiences, memories, and traditions with my family that I in turn carried over with my own children. Then one day, the Lord woke me up and removed the blinders, and He revealed the truth to me, His truth, and I learned the actual truth about the matter. I was left speechless, completely flabbergasted, defeated, saddened and mad, confused, a bit resentful, heavy burden, perplexed, let down, a bit devastated, crushed, and just seriously confused and heartbroken. I really, really struggled with this, and I struggled something fierce in all seriousness. See, I was heavily convicted, and in turn, so was my husband. And it was actually my husband who seemed to be convicted first. Now, I believe that my husband was convicted, but didn't understand it nor really realize it at first. But he was pulling away from Christmas and all. And then the rest happened. He pulled away from Christmas, and I started questioning the truth behind Christmas. See, the Lord God called the man, the husband, to lead his family and household and us wives to submit. And I know that in today's age and society, that is a hard truth to swallow. And many, 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 many people rebel against that. But maybe the Lord is laying it on your husband's heart, and he just doesn't yet understand or realize it yet. You both need to be more understanding and supportive of one another, and both be respectful of one another's feelings, wants, rights, beliefs, and boundaries, etc. You both need to demonstrate Christ-likeness, lovingness, respect, understanding, forgiveness, patience, compassion, peacefulness, empathy, unity, and most importantly, take it to the Lord God Almighty and lay it all at His feet. Then, together, keep praying and seeking the Lord and read and study His Word together. We cannot force anyone to do, nor feel, nor want something, nor anything. It will get better, love. Take it all to the Lord God and keep Him first, and the rest will fall into place. I truly and wholeheartedly hope and pray that this brings you some comfort, and I humbly and wholeheartedly do not mean any disrespect at all. Please know that this all comes from my heart. Again, I'm so sorry you were hurt, let down, and disappointed, and that your feelings were hurt. I'm sorry that you felt discouraged and disconnected, and that you felt unheard and unseen. I'm sorry that you felt crushed and that you shed tears. Just remember, it will get better, and there will be joy, unity, and peace again. Just keep praying and seeking the Lord together, reading and studying His Word together, and together keeping Him first, and it will all work out and come together regardless. Also, add to note, if you keep pushing your husband and forcing him to like, want, celebrate, and partake in Christmas or anything, You're never going to win that unreasonable and unnecessary battle. Trust me. Instead, all you're going to end up doing is pushing him further away from Christmas and yourself. You're going to unintentionally and unknowingly make your husband totally, fully, and completely resent Christmas and everything about it, while also making him resent you too, altogether. Don't make nor cause unnecessary problems, stress, issues, chaos, strain, resentment, nor division within your family, within your marriage, nor your household, especially over nothing or something small or something insignificant and or unreasonable. We don't want to cause unnecessary problems and issues when and where there shouldn't be. Your joy comes from and should be found in and by the Lord God Almighty, not in your husband nor anyone else. We cannot and should not put our happiness, joy, or peace dependent on someone else. The truth is, we are fully, solely, and completely responsible for our own happiness, not someone nor anyone else. That's honestly just a setup for failure and misery, an unreasonable and unrealistic fantasy, problem, expectation, and issue that is just problematic and unattainable. Don't give anyone that power, and at the same time, don't give anyone that burden. As wives and as mothers, we, the women, set the atmosphere, temperature, tone, and mood of our households and families. Like it or not, not the husband. Look at it this way and always remember that when any of us are outside our homes, we have to face this hard, cruel, selfish, unempathetic, and chaotic, crazy, fallen world. All we can think of is when we get to go home. Because home is where our heart is. Home is where our family is. Home is our peace. Home is our relaxation. Home is our happy place. Home is our safe zone, our safe haven. Home is love and where the ones we love the most are. My very, very wise abuela always told me and taught me that as wives and mothers, we completely set the temperature, atmosphere, tone, mood, and direction of our home and our family members. That our children and our husbands will be affected by us and our home as well. And that we literally can make or break the feelings, attitudes, minds, tone, atmosphere, and direction of our family members, our marriages, our relationships, and our home. She would say, when in doubt or when tensions are high, bake. Play very light and soft melodies, music, throughout your home and bake. And just watch how the entire mood, tone, and atmosphere changes, not only within your own heart, mind, body, and spirit, but within your husband and children's hearts, minds, bodies, and spirits as well. And it will also affect and change your home. She also said to pour love and prayer into everything you cook and bake, regardless of how you feel or your mood, and regardless if you want to or not. Do it anyway, every single time. and then watch in amazement and wonder. And let me tell you, she was 100% right. I live by that. Love always, and God bless y'all. And so that was my response. After taking it to God, after praying about it, after seeking the Lord God and His sound biblical advice, that is what I wrote back. And it's so true. When you have very, very soft and almost whimsical melodies playing within your home, it does set a different atmosphere. Now, when my children or my husband walk into our home here on our homestead, and I'm cooking something or I'm baking something, it literally brings everybody in this house to my kitchen. It doesn't matter if it's my husband or our children. It doesn't matter if it's the animals inside, like the cats or dog. It doesn't matter if it's extended family or if it's friends or if it's just people coming to hang out or to learn things about, you know, homesteading and gardening. It doesn't matter if it's somebody who is getting help or advice spiritually or a Bible study. If you are in my home, you get drawn to my kitchen. Cooking and baking is something that is instilled in me from when I was a really, really little girl. My abuela had me in that kitchen before I could even walk. My entire life, I have baked and cooked. And it's something that I am so passionate about, which is why this homestead is so important to me. To literally grow our own food. To make sure that no matter what this life throws at us, no matter the uncertainties, no matter if it's the industrial companies, if it's the government, no matter what, to make sure that my children know how to grow their own food is of the extreme importance to my husband and I. I love nothing more than to grow all my own fruits, vegetables, to literally have our meat on our homestead and butcher it ourselves. To grow our own herbs, no matter what it is, that's something that me and my family enjoy. And our youngest is the most amazing gardener I have ever met in my life. I've never seen a toddler who can plant a garden as good as her. And she was out there planting them. She would go pray over each plant and pour her love into it. She would go and dig out all the weeds. She would help harvest. I have never, ever in my entire existence seen a heart bigger than my little baby. Because her heart is bigger than anything. And she pours her love into everything that she does. And she inspires me. She inspires me with everything that she does. And she is my best friend. And she has impacted my life more than she will ever realize. All my children have. But my youngest is a natural born gardener. A natural born little farmer. And she, even at her very young age, knows the importance of growing her own food and cooking from scratch. I love to bake. I love to cook. I love to feed my family. And I love to make people feel loved by my food. And that is a love language that I give. I am trying to feed everybody. That is a huge thing for me. If you come to our homestead, to our home, you're going to get fed. And no matter if there's tension in your home, if people are fighting or upset with one another, nobody can really resist baked goods. If your whole house be smelling like cookies and brownies or cake, everybody's going to want to come get some. It's like a peace offering, a peace giving. Like, yeah, go ahead. You want one? Take one. And then everything's better. And then while you're bonding and eating this wonderful food or baked goods, you can calmly and rationally and lovingly talk out whatever issues you may have had, apologizing to one another and asking for forgiveness. We have to forgive others before we can come before the Lord God, asking Him to forgive us. And that is something that has literally proven to be true. So when in doubt, bake. Pour your love and your prayers into your food and watch. Watch how you literally change and transform the atmosphere and tone of your entire household, of your entire home, of your family, your children, your spouse, even your animals. It all changes. There will be a peace and calmness like you've never experienced. Everything that I cook, literally everything I cook, everything that I bake, I don't care if I'm angry, if I'm mad, if I'm in pain, if I'm hurting, if I'm doggone tired as can be, just totally beyond exhausted. It does not matter. I leave all the burdens outside of my kitchen. I start over. I take a deep breath in and out with my eyes closed. I throw my hands up in the air and I give it to God. I give it all to God. And then I go into that kitchen and I get everything out that I need and I start cooking and I start baking. And I just think of everything that brings me happiness, all the memories of my abuela, my padre, all the memories with my children, with my husband, the love I have for God, the love I have for Jesus, the love I have for my husband and my children and our animals and our homestead and our farm and my gardens, all the love and all things that bring me true happiness and joy. I think about that and I harness that and I pour it, literally pour it from my spirit and soul, from my heart into my food and into my baked goods. And then I pray. I pray over the food as I'm cooking it. I pray as I'm making their plates. And then when we all sit down at the table to eat together as a family, we always pray and say grace together. And we ask God to bless our food and to bless our food for the nourishment of our bodies, because they are His and His temple. We ask that the Lord blesses the hands that prepares the food, whether it's me or if we happen to eat somewhere else. Prayer and love are my two secret ingredients for every single thing that I cook, that I bake, or that I grow. And they are two of the biggest mottos and inspirations and rules and guidelines that I live by and that I do everything that I do by. It's all with love and prayer. So during this season, if you are struggling like this dear sweet woman was, you don't have to be a Grinch about Christmas, whether you celebrate or you don't. You can respect other people in a loving and compassionate way. Like I do. I do not celebrate it. I do not partake in it, and I will not. And I won't let my children either. We do not get a tree. We will not decorate it because it says in the Bible that God prohibits that. And during homeschooling in the month of December, I'm going to start teaching my children more and more about Saturnalia, the winter solstice, which is what Christmas really is. It's satanic and paganism wrapped up and masked up with Christianity. You cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one. And if you're not serving God, then you're serving the devil. That's just how it is. I don't make the rules. The Lord God did. It's up to us to seek Him, to test every spirit, and to find the truth. As I say in our homesteading and on our YouTube channel, make your way back to the garden, because that's what I am doing. I am meeting God back in the garden, like Adam and Eve were, dwelling with God in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. That's where I'm at. When I go out into my gardens, I dwell with God. I walk with Him. I sing to Him. I praise Him. I worship Him. I pray. I will read scripture out there, drink my coffee, and I literally sit in awe of the complete beauty and majesty of His creation, of all the wonderful colors and things that He came up with, that He created. God is the ultimate gardener, the ultimate chef. For He created everything good, and by His hand, and by His hand only, stems everything good, righteous, and filling to the soul and for our body. He nourishes us. He sustains us. So I hope that this has helped you. I hope that you seek the truth, to know the real truth and meaning and origin behind Christmas. I hope that you choose faith over fear, and that you get back and choose God and His truth over these pagan ideologies and pure wickedness. And no matter what you decide, no matter what you do or celebrate, always choose love, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, and empathy. And in all things, my friends, have love and prayer, and make your way back to the garden today. I love you all, and thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.